listing. One moment, okay? Give me one moment right here.
Hi, Justin. This is John. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing real good. So I see here that you were just speaking with them. Now, did you have any questions about our services and how we help you grow your clientele base?
A little bit. Basically, you know, I understand that you guys do like the iOS or whatever, you know,
SEO.
I can't remember. Yeah, SEO. Sorry, SEO. And I mean, I get that. Other than that, like, it just depends on, you know, my thing is I'm trying not to put a ton in advertising because I'm mostly word of mouth anyway. I mean, like, literally my phone hardly ever rings, but I'm 6 months out right now.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I, like, you know, it's just everything, especially where I'm at, I'm in Southport and Oak Island mainly.
Right.
And it's just all word of mouth right there. And like, oh, I got a project. Okay, we'll call so-and-so. You know, that kind of thing. And that's the only reason why I really haven't done any advertising because, you know, I stay busy year-round. You know, this is my second business now. And, you know, I'm only, well, I'm at seven and a half months right now. And I'm at 300K right now. You know. And so, and I haven't even tried, you know, and that's only with one employee.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
I'm just,
so
you know,
obviously you're in a favorable position, when it comes to, leverage, so to speak. And that's exactly like how we operate, right? I'm sure you're well aware that when you look at, remodelers, now do you go strictly in Winnabow or where are you looking,
No, I'm mainly in Oak Island, Southport, and Leland. Those are the three spots that I'm at. I usually don't try not to travel too far out of that because then it just gets monotonous if you do a job for a couple of months, you're driving
30-40
miles away.
So when I look online, right, and I'm sure you've heard some of these names, I'm just going to mention them to you. Have you heard of like Drake Construction, Kelly Construction, West Shore Home, any of those ring a bell?
Yep, very well.
Okay, so I imagine if you know them very well, they're probably doing pretty well for themselves as well. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so that's basically what we offer, right? We're not trying to break the bank on anyone in terms of what the monthly investment is. That's not how we work. Our work is really just to give you that that visibility, right? Like just to make you prevalent online. So that way you can pick and choose. And I understand being 6 months booked out is a good position to be in, but you and I both know that, this is the best time to market because of the simple fact that, you don't want to market when you have to, you know what I mean? That's the worst position.
Right.
Be.
That's true. Yeah. I understand that completely. No.
Right. So like, this is not like aggressive. Go ahead.
It's not that I'm, my thing is I don't want to spend money on something that, I mean, I know it's all proven and it does help and everything else, but like, okay, so I got into like Angie's Leads, right? So I,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's $1,000 to $1,800 a month, right?
How many jobs do you get out of Angie's?
Typically, right now, I get about four. But those
a month?
Four, yeah, four.
Okay.
That I'm willing to take because the other ones are stupid or I don't want to do it or too small of a job. And it's not that I don't mind the small job. It's the fact that I got to make sure that I can make profitability to be able to pay my guys to do whatever and everything else. It just doesn't pay to go there for a month or 3 days and then, you know, like.
Right. You're not going to send your crew out to do like a 1 day turnaround type job, especially if it's a long distance. I get you.
Right. And so I'll get like today I got one and it was, I want a shower remodel. And then I call them up and it's like, oh no, my shower is just leaking. and it's just the shower door, I just want a new, you know, piece of rubber on there. You know, that kind of, I mean, it's just driving.
Now, what does Angie charge you for that lead when you get that kind of traffic?
Well, see, now I pay, well, before that lead right there would probably be about $35 to $85.
Okay.
For that lead alone. But if it's like a kitchen remodel lead, it's $175 typically. But see, I pay monthly now, so I get unlimited leads right now for $1,000 a month. And I only accept four jobs out of those leads.
Okay, but at least it gives you a little bit more freedom to pick and choose, not feel like every time you click on a lead, you have to say yes.
Well,
I get you.
Well, the jobs that I do typically take a month to do, you know, so I might only do one of those jobs a month, but I might pick four of those and I have them sandbagged in a way or whatever, you know, like, okay, well.
Especially if the type of remodeling you're doing is like, you're also doing the flooring, like, is it full tile, granite countertop, all
everything.
That fun stuff?
I'm doing granite countertops. I'm doing every bit of it.
You're doing demo drywall afterwards? Yeah, see?
Correct.
No, I'm very familiar with this business. Obviously, if you work it right and you have a couple jobs going a month, it can be very profitable, and that's why you're at $300K in 7 months in. I'm very familiar with my brother-in-law does this out in California where we are, so very familiar with how it works.
Where in California?
Anaheim Hills. Are you familiar with where that is?
Oh yeah, very much so. I lived there for 34 years, so
you know there's a lot of people looking to remodel their houses in the nice area of the hills out there.
Plus, especially like Laguna Niguel and all them places there.
Yeah, but that's a little bit of a hike down the five, you know what I mean? Whereas Anaheim Hills, he likes kind of that region, so he doesn't have to always deal with the traffic on the five.
The traffic? Yeah, well, I do a lot in San Diego, too. Oh, my God.
Driving He's even branched out towards, like, further west to L.A., and I'm just, like, surprised, but he likes that, too. But, again, that's, you know, I just want to let you know my understanding of where you're at. So the main thing with him, and same thing, is like, yes, you can be multiple jobs out. Yes, you can also put yourself in a position where maybe you add another crew and you're no longer like 6 months out. You know what I mean? Like
that's what I'm trying to.
And that's the main thing that we offer is like, unlike Angie Leads in the past where you were paying per lead, or currently where you're paying $1,000 a month, that's not what this price is, because we understand this is for presence, right? This is for visibility. This is so that way people know who you are when they're looking for you, that you weren't actively marketing to, whether it's word of mouth or whatever the case may be, right?
Right.
So anyway, again, if all you wanted was online presence with Google, it's $200 a month.
Yep.
Or $199 specifically. Okay. If you wanted to run Facebook ads with us, we do $100 of Facebook ads, but the price for you only goes up by $50. So it ends up being $249 a month.
Okay.
Okay.
So like
and that way,
GoDaddy for my website and everything else right now and whatnot, and they charge me like $26 a month for that, and then they do the advertising as well, supposedly, but.
Right. And with the way I'm sure, I mean, I have, just to let you know, I used to run a solar company, and I know how GoDaddy works is, you know, their job is to host a domain, not necessarily like drive traffic to it. You know what I mean? That's
true. And that's what that's what's fun. Exactly. And it's like, oh, okay.
So do you even have an active website with GoDaddy? I didn't even see this here in the notes.
Yeah. If you go to Blue, it's Blue Ribbon, BLEU. Ribbon.
Like you're from the
design.
Bayou, huh? Blue like that?
Yeah. French blue.
There you go.
BlueRibbonDesign.com.
Okay, so they this is a WordPress site then, right? That's how they set it up? That's why it says powered by GoDaddy at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you feel about this site? Do you love it to where if, you know, to set up with us, we would just link to the site, or would you want someone to recreate a site that's a little bit more
I like it.
Optimal?
Well, I would like it more user friendly, like to do review, like for whatever reason I can't put reviews in there. I've called them like 3 times and I'm like, okay, yeah, you're able to do it now. I'm like, I go in there and I can't do it. I'm like, okay, this is driving me nuts. So
here's what we do on our site. So you're able to receive text messages on this phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me bear with me one moment. I'm going to pull up a text message to send you. It's going to have a link to our site for, let's see, what do you want to do? HVAC? No. General contractor. Let's see what general contractor looks like. So I know we have so many like sample sites. I'm just pulling one up that would be more relevant to you.
Right.
Okay. Pro Build Solutions. Okay. So this is for a general contractor, right? So it's not going to be specific to bathroom remodel. But
right.
You'll have an idea of the difference of someone who's designed a site for web optimization and someone who's just hosting it, if that makes sense. Okay.
Right.
All right, Justin, so should have a text message. It's coming from 877-635-6225. Okay, so it does have my contact and my extension, but again, the link at the bottom of that message, you'll be able to see an example of a site that we do. It's going to be similar in structure, don't get me wrong, with some photos here and there. We can obviously optimize that and add whatever photos you like, whatever content you like. But the main thing is, do you see in the top right-hand corner? Oh, let me know when you're on the page, just to make sure I'm guiding properly.
It won't let me go to the page.
What do you mean?
Oh, there it went. Okay. Well, okay, it finally went. It wasn't letting me go at first. Okay, so Pro Build Solutions.
Okay, so you see an example. So two main differences from your site, right? You don't really have an active scheduling link, right, to where you can hook up a calendar or something like that. If you wanted to schedule an outbound call when you're not busy or something like that,
like
for
if
consultation.
If somebody contacts me through the website, it gives me an email, and then hopefully I can get to the email. It doesn't actually like ding my phone or do it, no notification, kind of like that. It's nothing. So
okay.
It links it to my email, and then it'll say so-and-so visited your site today, you know,
right.
And they want to schedule you. That's it. So
right.
It's like, okay.
So basically, and how much are you paying GoDaddy a month for all this, just out of curiosity?
$26.
Okay.
A month.
So obviously, this is what you get for $26. You probably can't complain too much about it, right?
No, I can't. You know, I mean, like I said, it was,
right.
My main thing, it was made for show, so that way I can put it on, you know, like I have a Facebook page,
the portfolio,
you know, that I made for the business, and I put it on there, and then that way I can shoot a text or shoot a post or whatever, or something I just did, and good to go, you know.
Gotcha. Well, so here's main differentials, right, that we're going to do. It's not just what's on this page, but you'll see there's a Google link in the top right-hand corner where someone can click to leave a review. Do you see that there?
Let me go back over. Yeah.
Okay. So that's an area where people can click to quickly leave a review. That's why that icon is there. So that way it's understood that you're partnered with Google or that your Google business profile is active and legit. So that's going to be there as well. We are a Google Premium platform partner, so we want to make sure that you're aware that that's how we optimize there. We also allow people to leave reviews on your site if they don't leave it on Google. Just another way to make sure that if you want to really promote your website, not just, you know, your Google profile through Google. Okay.
Yep.
Make sense so far?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Other thing is backend analytics. How strong are your backend analytics with GoDaddy?
They're not.
Okay. So we do a two-pronged analytics approach for you. One is going to be a local splash dashboard. So you're going to have backend analytics, going to see what type of impressions you're getting, what type of clicks you're getting if you run Facebook ads, what keywords you're using, the results you get from those keywords, because our team will definitely put in the effort to show you how many people are searching those keywords. So that way, if you want to switch them out on a given month, or maybe you want to pump the brakes on a certain service you're offering on those keywords, so on and so forth.
Right.
Okay. The other thing is what you're saying is because it's inconvenient for you to receive emails, we do have a Local Splash app as well that you download, and it has active tracking. If you receive a phone call, it's going to alert you not just to who's calling it, but you're going to be able to store that data so that way you don't misplace it just because it's in your general contact list. Make sense so far?
Right.
Okay, so that's our that's our Splash Call app as well.
Right. So like, if I get one from Angie's, I'll call the customer right away. They give me a fake, you know, number to call because that's how they track that I've called the customer or done whatever. And then I'll ask the customer to then text me their actual information, even though I might have their address. So, like, Angie's will give me their address or email, but they won't give me their real phone number. So
it's a little bit of a weird workaround, huh?
Well, what they're doing is they want to make sure you're it's a way to tag to find out if you're doing your end of the bargain and calling the customer within a certain, because like if you call the customer within a certain amount of time frame, you're usually opted out that you're going to get that job because you're the first contact, you're the, you know, da 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 or whatever. And that's just, but you know the business. It's just
yeah,
like
it's
a
just,
number. You know.
Fastest to the phone, right? Like I get you.
Right. You know, I mean, it's like back in the day.
So you've optimized that on your end, is what you're saying from working with Andy. You know now you gotta be speed to the dial, huh?
Right. Yeah. As soon as I get the message, I'll call and I'll leave a message with them if I can't get a hold of them or whatever, and they usually call me back or they'll call me and say, hey, I've already gotten 3 calls already. I'm like, wow, okay, some people are on it today. And sometimes I'm like, you know, they won't get, they'll put 3 or 4 ads in because they can't get any way to call them back. And so, you know, so it's just funny. So that's how,
so that's how it all works.
I really want to get rid of completely at some point.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you were willing to invest $1,000 a month with us, we would help you eliminate them, but we're not that type to just say, hey, before you try us out, throw $1,000 at us a month. You know, that's not practical for people. Obviously,
right.
You're more well-to-do than a lot of our clients, so some of our clients are working on, you know, they're getting 3 jobs a week as a handyman, and you know, they're trying to make ends meet, which is why our price point is, you know, 1/5 of what Angie's would be to hopefully produce the same results of at least 1 job a week.
Well, when I first started, I was on the home advisor side, and they are per ad. So, like, I would get a call for a bathroom remodel, and it would be $165 a week. Well, if you're on the home advisor side, which most people don't know, if you're on that side and you're doing the pay per lead and you're not doing the monthly, they can give you 15 leads all at like $165 to $195 to $75, whatever. I haven't seen one less than $75 yet. But like you get 10 or 15 of those in a day or in a week, you're paying $1,500 to $3,000 in a week sometimes. I have seen literally 15 ads in one day. And if they're $165 or $75 a piece, that's a lot of money, you know?
And there's no real vetting they're doing, right, other than just online, like, prompt. It's not like they talk to the customer or anything like that together.
What's funny to me is home advisor side actually vets them a little bit better. Somewhat, like I said, it also depends on how cozy the customer feels.
Sure.
With giving out their information. So that's the biggest part. If they don't want to give out information, then they'll just say, I want to remodel and like, yeah, here's my address, here's my phone number, call me. Or here's my phone number only, here's my email me or whatever. So a lot of it has to do with what the customer is comfortable with providing. But the home advisor side seems to be a little bit better at vetting than the Angie lead side. And the Angie leads are the monthly, and it's more expensive. They wanted me to spend $2,000 a month with them. I'm like, I'm not doing that. You know, I said,
Angie?
I don't care. I'm like, $2,000 a month, that's a lot of money. Yeah, I mean,
wait, that was with Angie, right? And you talked them down to one? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm like, why? I said, I'm already on the home advisor side. If I want to stop my leads anytime, I can. You know, I still have like a $2,000 credit right now with them. And I can turn it back on tomorrow if I wanted to, and not a big deal. And I can go get, you know, $2,000 for the lead. If I, you know, and I can stop it at any time. I can just hit pause and it's paused. There's nothing I can do about it. But if they want to give me 15 leads in one day and I don't pause it, I have to pay for every one of those leads. So that's the sucky part.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
Well,
like,
and that's why, like, what we do, it's all direct access from you, right? Meaning when you get information or you get phone calls from customers that are calling you directly with your phone number, when they find it through the website, the only thing that we do to allow you to track it on the back end is we do import a tracking number. It's a cool little process where they're calling your number, but we still are able to track it on the back end, so that way you have the analytics without having this dummy phone number from Angie, as an example.
I get it. And see, that to me seems a little bit smarter, because I'm like, is your phone number, da-da-da? And I'll read it back to them, and they're like, no, that's not my number. I'm like, oh, okay. I see how you are.
yeah, exactly. So our goal is to get you off of Angie. But again, I know that if it's working, I don't want to say stop what's working. I know $1,000 a month is something that you probably wish you could whittle down. And that's why we'd say, again, totally up to you how you want to start. You want to do just Google, at least to build out your presence, so that way you can slowly see, you know, people calling you from Google. Then that's $199 a month, if you wanted to feel it out that way. If you want to just take it a little step further, $249 a month, you're going to get $100 of Facebook ads. Do you know why Facebook ads are strong?
Because people are always scrolling.
Okay, that's one part of it, especially in your line of business. So Facebook ads, they do what's called consumer retargeting. Have you heard of that?
I've heard, I guess, yeah, I kind of, and I don't know.
Okay. So I'll explain the gist of it. No, it's something that makes a lot of sense for remodeling services like yours. So how Facebook works, different from Google. Google, someone has to type in because they're looking for remodeling services or kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, and you pop up on their site, you pop up on their page when you have your map presence with us, right? So you'll cover that base, but the Facebook ad is something that goes a little further. Let's say you want to go ahead.
You can be talking about something and it pops up on there.
that's half of it. And then the other thing is, since your home base is a little far from like the Southport area or the area where you want to focus, what you can do with this same ad is, did you say you wanted to go to, what island did you say you were also trying to market to?
Well, I mainly, like I said, most of my work is in Southport and Oak Island. I live in Winnebago.
And Oak Island.
About 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. So it's only, I only drive 15 miles to get to the main part of my work of where everything is.
So when you're visible on Google, that's when people are looking in your general area, right? When you do Facebook ads, you can market on multiple avenues. You can market on times of day when you think people are going to be looking at their phone or doing some social media like scrolling. That's something that our analytics team will help you think about. And then the other thing is you can also target markets that are a little bit out of your district on that map, right? Because you notice when you pull up a map, it's going to show you a pretty condensed area, right? So this will give you a little bit further reach if you want to market specifically to Oak Island or Southport. Or maybe you want to run an ad because you're doing a special or something like that. Again, with Facebook ads, you can do a lot of things. But the beauty of it is, again, it's called, it's like passive retargeting, which means that after that person looked at remodelers all day long and they were probably just laying down in bed, then they see your ad and like, oh, I didn't find out about this company yet. And then, you know, that's when they click and go through. And now they're only on your site, not looking through Google. And they're seeing your photos and stuff like that.
Right. I like that. And that's what, you said $249?
So, yeah, it adds $50 to your cost, and it adds $100 to your ad spend with us. So we do a $100 ad spend with Facebook every month for the $50 cost.
Okay, I got you.
Like I said, our job is to make sure that you're maximizing profits and trying not to charge you $1,000 a month in the process.
I will say something. It does concern me when my phone doesn't ring, but it rings because I have good general contractors that call me all the time, or I have a good customer base that follows me religiously, and then they'll recommend me like crazy.
Yeah.
So,
and then our job is also to get you some permanent status with Google too, right? Like, I'm sure you'd like to have a bunch of reviews like some of these other companies that show you out as a 5-star contractor. I mean, we all do, right?
Right.
So that's the next level, right? Like, no matter how many jobs you do with Angie, it doesn't help your Google presence at all unless you're begging your customer for that.
Or I'm begging them for reviews and they put them on there to give me a review. Yeah.
But you don't even have to beg your customer for reviews with us because we actually set it up on your back end page where you can quickly, as long as you have their email information and things like that, you can quickly email them a prompt or a template to fish for the review, and you don't have to be doing that whole like active hunting like you're saying.
Oh, that's good. Because like normally I'll have to like, okay, can you give me a review?
You're 6 months booked out. Like, why do you want to be hunting for these reviews when you can just like click, 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 and see what happens,
right.
You know?
Yeah, I like that idea.
So anyway, not to twist your arm or anything like that, but we're actively looking to fill this position. So how it works with Google is that when we're a premier partner, once we fill the slot in your location with a bathroom remodeler or a general contractor that does the same thing, we close out this position. So that way we're not doing any cannibalization and we're focusing on your growth in the area and no one else's. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yep.
So that's why I was saying it is a one-time fee of $99 to start the process for the setup, and then whichever monthly plan you prefer, whether it's the $199 or $249. So at most it'd be $348 to get started today, and then we accept any major credit card, whichever is easier for you.
Okay. Let me see here. Come on. Just trying to think of who I am. Yeah. You said it was how much now?
I'm assuming you want to run the Facebook ad so that way you can target Southport. So $348 would be month one, and then $249 thereafter.
And how soon does this all work?
Great question. Facebook ads are live 7 to 14 days out, and Google Presence.
Okay.
Typically, it takes 3 to 4 months. We're a preferred partner. It gives us give us 30 to 45 days, and you'll start seeing yourself on the map and on the first page placement.
Okay. So, technically, I'll be 2.5 months in before I actually get, potentially, my first customer.
No. That's for the Google Map placement, 30 to 45 days, 1.5 months in.
Okay.
Facebook ads,
oh, okay.
7 to 14 days. Facebook, we build out your Facebook profile, but you already have a Facebook site, you said, right? So we don't have to worry about that.
We start a new one. I don't even know if we did it right. We just we just clicked the page together and here you go. It's kind of weird.
Fair enough. I tell you what, that's what we have specialists for, right? Our fulfillment team will do everything we can to optimize your presence also on Facebook. And just because we know what works on Facebook when it comes to remodeling like services and whatnot, we'll definitely help guide you towards making your page even better. But we typically don't remove the link if you already have one. So that way you don't have to start fresh on the actual domain.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, that'll take about 7 to 14 days, and your Facebook ads are live.
So I have this site too that I've been working on. It's called, I don't know if you've heard of Nextdoor.
Yeah, I've heard of Nextdoor.
Kind of like I'm on that as well.
I mean, it seems like you're doing a lot more. Remember when we started this call, you said you do mainly word of mouth? you're very tech savvy with your word of mouth.
I started Facebook the very first day I started the business, but I don't really post hardly anything on there. My wife might every once in a while.
Sure.
And then the Nextdoor thing was because of the St. Jamers, the people that are in St. James and all the hoity-toity places, they use the Nextdoor site because they want to be like Meet the Joneses, and they have a lot of. They're horrible, like.
So they can show off to everyone else, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. So they have their own site, the neighbor site, to say, hey, by the way, do you know how? And like, I'll see like, do you know a plumber or do you know so and so, and blah, 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 blah.
And
blah,
while you're doing it, look at my home. No, I'm joking.
Right. That's how it is. It's like, oh, well, so-and-so is missing a cat today. I mean, it's everything. It's like, okay, wow.
Yeah.
It's for the nosy people. So I just go on.
So, yeah, I like that you have a lot of irons in the fire, right? That's why you're 6 months out. So, again, this is essentially adding you now to the biggest fire, which is Google.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's do it.
Okay. So, again, a couple things here. I do want to go through a couple items on my questionnaire just so that way I can get you started with your consultant on the back end, okay? So give me 1 second here.
Okay. One.
All right, I'm ready. So, Justin, your last name?
Gidley. Wait a minute.
G-U-I-D-R-Y?
Is this No. Hold on 1 second. Is this, I'm wondering if I should put it in, because the actual business is in my wife's name. It's a woman-owned business, so that's another reason for tax, that's why we did the other business that I had, so we can get better tax breaks.
Understandable, so.
I was wondering if I should put it in my wife's name.
As long as you're an authorized executive to make a decision for the company, it's fine for us. We're not like posting it out out there.
So it's Justin Gidley, G-I-D-L-E-Y, like dog.
Okay, and then just so I can put it in, what's your wife's name?
Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Gidley.
Okay.
G-I-D-L-E-Y.
Right. So. So Stacy Gidley is the actual owner because to
correct.
Your woman-owned business. Perfect. Okay. Name on the card?
Oh, yeah. Let me get out of my pocket. That might help. I got to do the card shuffle here. Hold on. Which one are we going to use? We're going to use this one, right here. Okay. It's going to be Justin Gidley.
All right. Since you already have your card out, I'll capture that information now, but I still have a few more items on the questionnaire, okay?
You're fine.
All right. So Visa, MasterCard, Never. Discover, Amex?
American Express.
Okay. Starts with a 3-7. What's the rest?
03-100-125-28621.
All right, expiration. Okay.
Yeah.
Four numbers? Yeah, 0425 and then the four numbers.
I only have three numbers. Am I supposed to have four?
It should be four on the front.
Uh-oh. Oh, the four on the front is 8305. But my,
you're looking on the back and you saw the three of 621, didn't you?
No, it's the CVC code is on the back of this one, and there's a four-digit code on the front, which is weird.
Oh, it did have a CVC on the back? Okay, what is that one on the back? Because it might be that one.
514.
Okay. I'll make sure of that when we get to that point. Again, we're not quite there yet. You are an authorized user,
yep,
of this card in your name, right?
Yes.
Okay. Best, okay, phone number to reach you is the one I have here, 910-269-9590.
Yep.
Okay. So back to, some of the jobs that you want us to fixate on. You said bathroom remodel, right?
Mainly, kitchen cabinets.
Oh, kitchen remodel. Sorry.
Yeah, kitchen remodel. You know, cause we do custom cabinets as well.
Nice. I used to build the boxes. Didn't really do much beyond left. I got the doors outsourced, but when I was working with, I told you, my brother-in-law out in Anaheim Hills, I would do the boxes.
Yep.
So I definitely have a lot of respect for what you do, and I took a lot of enjoyment in it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's fun. Let me tell you. Like I said, that's why I do all my own designs and everything. So.
All right. So kitchen remodel, kitchen cabinetry. Do you want to say like countertops and stuff like that, or what else?
Yeah, countertops.
Granite.
Granite court. They can even be Formica, but I hate Formica.
Tiling, obviously. Right.
Tiling, yep. Backsplashes.
Okay. Good. So we got some keywords there. That's going to help. Okay, so you do focus on some bathroom, because I know that usually if you can do the kitchen, you can do a bathroom.
I do bathrooms all the time. I'm doing one right as we speak right now. We're tearing out a bathtub and doing a shower conversion.
Gotcha. All right. So is it like a Euro shower conversion? What do you mean? Are you doing just like a rain shower? What exactly?
Oh, no. I'm doing a we're taking the tub out and making it a shower.
That's what I'm saying. Is it like a Euro shower where it's completely open space, or is it enclosed?
It's just where the existing shower was. We're going to put glass doors on it and it'll be enclosed, but you know,
gotcha.
I have done the showers as well. Just a little bit different, you know, but.
And then outside of, obviously you have a GoDaddy site, you're using Nextdoor and Angie's. Any other service provider you're using to grow your online presence?
Not that I'm aware of.
No worries.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it. Like I said, I don't really do too much, but what I do do is, you know, I try to make it somewhat successful.
Gotcha. Right. Okay. So next thing here is we're going to schedule a call where you're going to speak to the account management team where they're going to walk you through basically, you know, starting the process, right? I want to be clear that this requires your help, right? Meaning we're not just going to blindly say this is going to work perfectly if you do nothing, right? So when you speak to my research team and the fulfillment side, we have times available. Usually we like to give 1 day lead time. What's your schedule look like tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm pretty much always available as long as I know who's calling me.
Okay.
Is it going to be from
okay.
the same phone number?
Yeah, it'll be from the same exact phone number, correct.
Okay. So I can actually save this phone number then? And then.
Yes, please. Please do that. So we have a slot available from, go ahead.
No, you're good.
877-635-6225, if that's what you got. Slots available.
899. I have an 899-0209 number.
Oh, my apologies. That's our local number. So, here's the 877 toll for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, let me put that in. And that's the number that will be calling me then?
Correct. And then when you call in, you can call in using that number as well.
Okay, 877.
635-6225. Okay. All right. And then we're available anytime from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. tomorrow. I see that every slot is available except for from 2 to 4. There's typically a one-hour availability slot, and then they call you. It's not going to be an hour call, but so what one-hour window do you want to say you're going to be available for the call? We can do, like, noon to 1, if that's convenient for you.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking, noon to 1.
Seems like everyone doing remodeling takes lunch right around noon, right?
Well, yeah. Well, if we even get a lunch half the time, we
right.
usually just work.
Well, usually it's someone ordering, and then you just eat while you have 5 minutes just to grab a bite.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next thing is I'm going to need an email address from you whenever you're ready.
BLEU ribbon remodeling at gmail.com.
All right, let me get that there.
So is this also for the website, or is this only for the optimization?
The you're talking about the email address?
You know, just everything.
Oh, you want us to do the website for you too, right? Not the GoDaddy one, right?
Well, yeah, possibly. How much more is that?
Okay, so the only difference is your setup fee is a $200 jump. So instead of $99, it's or for month one, instead of $348, it's $548, but then it's still $249 after.
Okay. I might wait on that just for right this moment.
Yeah, no sweat.
I
figured, I mean, you already have a GoDaddy site, but we can still help you optimize it. So it won't be, you know, as strong as you see on our site, if you like how our site was formatted better, but we can still try to help
you
optimize your GoDaddy site.
That might help too, because I'm stuck at it, because I'm good with my hands, just not my brain on a computer.
No worries. And then, obviously, you're licensed and insured. What's your Facebook business page? Do you have that link, or can you provide it tomorrow at least?
I can probably provide it tomorrow because my my wife has all that. Because I think it's hooked to her Facebook, and it's just like an extra ad onto her Facebook. But she's the one at Facebook, all of them, I know.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. And then, so we don't need to do anything on your site right now. I just put maybe later in the notes just so that way it's there. You're going to use your own current GoDaddy domain. Let me just go ahead and pull that up one more time.
So, like, when I first started, I was getting, like, 500-600, you know, looks at it. And then all of a sudden it's, like, tapered off now, but I don't know if that's what they.
Well, I'll tell you what. I try to pull up. I pulled up Blue Ribbon Design and Blue Ribbon Remodeling, and I don't see a Google Business Profile, so that's probably why you fell off.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Like I said, it's weird. And like.
Oh, I was going to say, your main focus area is Southport, Oak Island. Any other city names you want me to put in there?
Leland, Holden Beach. I tried.
Leland is one E, right? L-E land, right? Leland is one L. I'm one E.
Yep, one E. Yep.
And then you said, what was the other one? Colton Beach?
Holden Beach.
Holden Beach. H-O-L-D-E-N.
Yep.
All right, let me put that in there. And again, the reason why I'm asking these areas that when we run Facebook ads is going to give them an idea of where to run the ads, okay?
Right.
For point of contact, when we reach out to you, phone, text, email, all okay?
All is okay.
All right. And what are your general hours of operation you want to post on your Google Business Profile?
8 to 6.
8 to 6, Monday through Sunday, or taking Sunday or Saturday off?
Monday through Friday, Saturday. I don't care if I'm getting phone calls for a lead or for somebody that wants to, you know, book, but usually Saturdays and Sunday I'm off, or I'm usually not off. I'm usually doing another, you know, finishing up a job or doing whatever I need to do to, you know, whatever. But I have no problem getting phone calls on those days. So, you know, but I just.
So then how about we do, just say Monday to Sunday, 8 to 6. Okay. Monday to Sat.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
That way, if I, you know, need to go somewhere or somebody has an emergency, they can call me or do whatever, or who knows what. Yeah. I don't know.
Sure.
I've also been a plumber for 30 years.
Well, that's how you got into the remodeling, huh? Because you already know how to do the plumbing side.
Yep. Well, every time, even if you think about it, if you do kitchen and bath, you're always touching plumbing anyway. So.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know. So, yeah. So much fun.
All right. Well, at least you don't have to do the as dirty of a plumbing work as you may have done in the past, right?
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right there.
No, septic work or anything like that. No. Yeah.
I have. I've lost cell phone septic tanks before.
My goodness. I don't know how you dug that out or how you wanted to, but last thing here is, to make sure I have your profile set up correctly, I'm going to spell everything. All right. I have Blue Ribbon Design and Remodeling LLC. That's B-L-E-U, Ribbon Design and Remodeling LLC. Business address of 2179 Fisher Drive Southeast in Winnebago, North Carolina, 28479. Everything correct so far?
Yes. Question.
on
sure.
the blue ribbon and is it the it's not A and D, it should be the
ampersand.
The
uh-huh. Correct.
Yes.
Ampersand.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then business phone number is this one, 910-269-9590. Your wife owns a business, but you're the one that's doing all the work. I'm joking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she gets to do the paperwork, which is not my cup of tea.
Gotcha. She does the back office stuff to make sure all the ducks are in a row. I hear it. My wife does the same exact thing. I try to make the money, and she tries to spend it wisely.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's not so wise, but hey, you know what?
I'm not going to say that on. I'm not going to say that on a recorded call, Justin. That's all you, brother.
I heard
you. All right. So everything is good on my end. Okay. Last step to verify. Again, we're going to do the 348 on month one. And then if you decide you want to opt into to get a website going, just, you know, give us a call. You're going to have plenty of people working on your file for the next couple weeks. So you'll have a point of contact even beyond me on our fulfillment team. Okay. And beyond, obviously, as well. Now, last thing here is I'm going to go over a voice verification script. And then once we're done with the call, as long as your card, is it blocked or anything like that, or I can charge it once we're done with the call? Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So this is a voice verification script. It's designed for your protection. So I'm just going to read it word for word, all right? So before I process your payment, Justin, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's an added form of protection for you that we'll send you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, John, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase for you. Just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Everything sound good so far? Okay. So here's the official verification. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Blue Ribbon Design and Remodeling, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Gidley. Operations manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing card of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with our fulfillment team. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You'll be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Our common use of that is going to be your mother's maiden name. So what is that?
Gonzalez.
All right, Gonzalez. Okay. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Calling from our 877-635-26225 customer service number?
Yeah.
All right. Well, make sure you have that number saved and as Local Splash under your contacts. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts that during your term of agreement beyond what you've already disclosed to me? Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the amount of $249, and this will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And just be sure you speak to a live representative to proceed if you decide to discontinue. To prevent charges on your next month of service, Make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree with these renewal and cancellation terms?
So that was 3 days prior to the next billing date, correct?
Prior to the 5th of the next month if you decide to discontinue, okay. Correct?
Understood. Okay, yes.
Okay. All right, so we are completed with a voice verification call, Justin. Thank you so much for your time today. Any other questions you have for me, you know, by all means, again, you can call or text this number. And then just keep in mind tomorrow you're going to have your client interview call with my fulfillment team at noon, or between noon and 1 they'll be calling.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right, Justin. Well, it's been a pleasure. We really hope to help you ramp up your presence here on Google and, you know, have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.